This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Texas Congressman Randy Neugebauer. We want to get his insight on two key fiscal issues before Congress, and that will get more intense as the year goes on. First of all, of course, is the annual budget process, and it appears that the Democrats are at least considering not actually passing a formal budget because of all the red ink that will be obvious to the voters just months ahead of now. We also want to get his thoughts on the ongoing debate over how to reform the financial regulatory system. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me on the program, Greg.
What are the rules about passing a budget?
Well, you know, since I've been in Congress, the House has at least always passed a budget. And, I think the American people expect Congress to have a budget. American families all across the country they have budgets, and they try to, do their best to live within their budget. And right now is a fairly challenging time, and they're tightening their belts and their budgets. And I think they're going to be extremely upset if Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid don't produce some kind of a budget product. And of course, I can understand, why they don't want to, because the budget that the president sent them, it calls for, almost $3.8 trillion in spending, and maybe upward is close to $1.7 trillion deficit, and over a 10-year period, actually tripling, the national debt, going up all the way to $20 trillion. And so obviously I don't think they want to talk about that, but the American people expect them to be doing something about that.
Obviously there will have to be an appropriations process later in the year, which is even closer to election day. So do you really think in the end that they'll pass something, or will it in fact end up getting bogged down in the appropriations process?
Well, I think one of the things we could do, is that we get closer to the election period, that, we could see continuing resolutions where they just don't have to address that, and they just keep bumping the government forward and then try to come back after the elections in November, and try to, put some kind of a final omnibus appropriation bill together. But that's really not the way we should be doing business. And, I think the American people are tired of that. And I think maybe in November they're going to have an opportunity to express that feeling.
We've obviously seen the Congressional Budget Office estimates. We've even seen the own White House estimates. But just remind our listeners what type of annual budget deficit we might be looking at this year.
Could be looking at anywhere from $1.4 to $1.7 trillion. Basically today, on the course we're on, for every dollar that we're spending, we're borrowing about 41 cents. That's just not sustainable. We cannot continue to dig this deep hole of debt and leave any kind of future, for our children and grandchildren. And it's unacceptable. Chairman Bernanke, the Federal Reserve, has said this is unsustainable. A number of folks out there recognize that this is not a trend that we can continue.
The Washington Post today reporting, sir, that since the modern budget rules were adopted in 1974, it's only happened four times that Congress has not failed to approve a budget resolution. All were in midterm election years. There were actually 98, 2002, 2004, and 2006 when Republicans were in control. So are Democrats really doing something that's different here?
Well, I think if you look back at those years, I think we passed those out of the House. I'm not sure that they passed them in the Senate. But I think you at least have to act like you're trying to do that. Whether the Senate ever takes up the budget or not, is different. But, I think particularly when we're running the kinds of deficits that we're talking about, and we're talking about the entitlement programs that this administration is proposing, I think if I'm from the business world, and new to Congress, you can't operate this way. And it's, quite honestly, it's how we got into this mess we're in right now, is because we weren't being fiscally responsible. To say we've done that in the past, I don't think is an excuse that the American people are going to understand very well.
Now, the American people are pretty well aware of what kind of red ink they're looking at. Not passing a budget resolution probably won't distract them from that fact too much. Congressman, another major issue on the fiscal front was the meeting at the White House, President and congressional leaders, and his big push was for the financial regulatory overhaul, and he responded to some of the contentions from the Republican side of the aisle that instead of protecting the consumers, this will basically create a permanent bailout fund for companies that are considered too important or too big to fail. What are the facts that voters, constituents need to know here about what this bill would actually do?
Well, I think a couple of things. One, it is this bill does create a permanent bailout fund, and I'll tell you one of the things that I know that from my congressional district is the people are tired of these bailouts. You know, we bailed out Wall Street, we bailed out the big banks, and now we're going to put this huge new regulatory structure in place that's going to have the federal government, you know, deciding what kind of credit card, what kind of mortgage, what kind of car loans that your local bank can provide for you. And, you know, I think a lot of us agree that there were some holes in the regulatory system, and we need to take the appropriate steps to fix that. But one of the things that I'm very concerned about, I think we had some regulators that quite honestly just didn't do their job. And now we're going to put all of this new regulatory burden on our local banker who's going to have to raise their fees. And so ultimately, whenever you put all of this in place, the consumer ultimately is going to pay the price for all of this. I think we could have done this, and the Republicans offered some alternatives where, one, we didn't, we ended bailouts. We began to address the issue of Fannie and Freddie that the taxpayers already have over $165 billion invested in. And we were really looking for some real reform. This is more big government, and unfortunately, the proposal that the House and Senate leadership are trying to propose and the White House is supporting.
We're talking with Texas Congressman Randy Neugebauer. And Congressman, in our last minute or so here, obviously the Democratic position is we won't let these companies get to the point where they'll fail again and where taxpayers will need to bail them out again. But what type of regulation is going to be imposed here? You talked about how it's going to trickle down to the consumer. What's it going to be like for the typical business owner?
Well, I think it's going to cause a contraction in credit. I think it'll hurt small businesses because I think you're going to have this new regulatory structure in place where the government's being very prescriptive about the financial products that that consumers and small businesses are going to be able to have access to. What we should have done to begin with is let those entities fail. We're somehow in a situation in this country today where we're picking winners and losers, and we are tending more now to reward bad behavior and punish good behavior. That's not the way America was founded. We have to move away from those kind of policies. And the government being the decider is not the right prescription.
Congressman, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for sharing your time with us today.
Thank you, and thanks for having me on the program.
Absolutely. Texas Congressman Randy Neugebauer represents his state's 19th congressional district. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.